NBA Finals goes again to Golden State, second title in 3 years. And a lot of the old-time players talk about how these Golden State Warriors couldn't compete back in the day. Well, joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is the oldest living basketball player, Hoops Washington. He's been on the show with us before. Good morning, Hoops. How are you?
Good morning to you fellas.
It's quite. How old are you these days? Oldest living NBA player?
96 years of age.
96. Wow.
I played in the league longer than any other player. I played 32 professional seasons combined.
Wow, that's quite a bit.
NBA, the ABA, and what we call the Chitlin Circuit.
I never heard of that.
Informal league. I play with George Mikan, James Naismith, and Alexander Doubleday. We all play for the Shark at UNLV for college.
You did.
Okay.
Doesn't really add up.
That time.
And I spent 20 years in the ABA with the Iceman. And then another 16 in the NBA with Larry Bird and Zaza Pachulia.
Okay. Hey, you spanned the generations, didn't you?
Man, you did play a long time.
Let me tell you two something, and I think y'all are younger than me, but...
Yes, we are.
I know a lot of young people don't listen to the olders, but I watched the finals this year, and I got to tell you, the LeBron James and Kevin Durant... Ain't neither of these could have played back in our day.
Couldn't have played at all.
It's a non-contact sport now.
Yeah.
We was full contact in my day. It was nothing to have been hospitalized after every regular season game. I broke every bone in my body 4 times.
Wow, come on.
Like Evel Knievel.
And that was in a game against the Carolina Cougars. One game. I was playing for the Miami Floridians at the time.
This is your ABA days.
That's right. Sure enough. I remember one time I went in for a dunk on Bill Russell. And he took a billy club to my knees and darn near pulverized them in the hamburger meat before the ball even sank through the net. So I got the points, but I'm laying there in a crimson mess, lost half the blood in my body. And that was a no call by the ref.
A no call? No. You didn't even get an and one, huh?
No, that's just the way it worked back then.
That's incredible.
I went in for a layup on George Mikan, and he hauled off and cracked my trachea in half with a 10-pound dumbbell he had.
How could you play with that?
And then he up and slung me over his shoulder. Took me outside and threw me over an overpass. Then come down there and beat me to within an inch of my life in front of terrorized motorists. No call.
That's amazing.
I guess they didn't see that incident outside the arena. Yeah.
I tried to dunk on Wilt the Stilt. And he shot me.
In a game?
No call. So I had to play the rest of that game with a bullet hole through my gut.
Maybe you're right. Maybe Kevin and LeBron couldn't have played back then.
I had a hole right through my intestine. It was spilling out all my junk, spilling out into my gut.
Gosh.
By the end of the game, I had severe sepsis.
But you kept playing.
Finished the game with a triple double. So
wow!
Lost.
Man, you must have been a great player, Hoops.
So I'm telling you, we were much stronger back then than we were now. So you do me a favor,
okay?
when you see LeBron James, will you just do me a favor and tell him he wasn't that great?
Yeah. Yeah, well, he averaged a triple-double, and he's the greatest player in the world right now, so.
Oh. Oh. Well, he's still a punk ass, so. Good morning.
All right, we'll see ya. There goes Hoops Washington.